Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm John Fugelsang.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, Lil Wayne had a very good year in 07. He's not that Lil. His name's not really just Wayne. But we'll get more details from Kelafasani with the New York Times.
Word.
First, we need to talk to Rachel Martin with some news.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. As we've been reporting, Pakistan's slain opposition leader Benazir Bhutto has been laid to rest in her hometown in southern Pakistan. She was interred in her family's mausoleum and laid next to her father, who was killed in 1979. Her death has triggered a spate of violence around Pakistan. People burned vehicles and raided offices of President Musharraf's political party. At least 20 people have been killed in the violence. Her death has also thrown the upcoming January 8th elections into question. Bhutto was hoping to use the elections to make a political comeback, giving her a third turn as prime minister. After Bhutto's assassination, the country's other major opposition leader, Nawaz Sharif, has said his party will boycott the election. Pakistan is a key ally in the U.S.-led war on terror and the recipient of billions of dollars in American aid. U.S. State Department officials say the elections in Pakistan should go forward. Meanwhile, the San Francisco Zoo is closed again today as officials continue to investigate the fatal Christmas Day mauling of a teenager by a Siberian tiger. Tara Seiler of NPR member station KQED in San Francisco has details.
A zoo official conceded that the wall of the enclosure from which the tiger escaped is not as high as officials first claimed. Officials actually measured the wall and found it 6 feet lower than they first reported. Zoo director Manuel Molinedo said the American Zoological Association, the group that accredits zoos, has never raised any concerns about the enclosure.
When the AZA came out and inspected our zoo 3 years ago, they never noted that as a deficiency. Obviously, now that something's happened, we're going to be revisiting the actual height.
Molinedo says new safety measures, including an electrified fence and security cameras, will be installed around the zoo's big cat enclosures.
That was reported to Tara Seiler in San Francisco. And it wasn't really a holy war, just a holy brawl of sorts. Yesterday in Bethlehem, Greek Orthodox priests and Armenian priests attacked each other with brooms and stones inside the Church of the Nativity. Dozens of priests were there helping to clean the church the day ahead of the Armenian and Orthodox Christmas, which is celebrated in January. The church resides over the grotto in Bethlehem where Christians believe Jesus was born, and it's administered jointly by Catholics, Greek Orthodox leaders, and Armenians. The cleanup turned dirty after some of the Orthodox faithful stepped inside the Armenian section of the church, touching off a big scuffle. 4 people were wounded. Finally, if you're like me, you love the idea of downloading a movie to your computer, but you're too cheap to pay the 13 or so bucks to do it. Besides, I don't want to have to own Star Trek: The Wrath of Khan. I just want to rent it. So a solution may be coming. Soon there may be help. Apple and 20th Century Fox are set to announce a deal that will let consumers rent Fox movies through Apple's iTunes. The report sparked heavy selling of Netflix shares yesterday, a leading online DVD rental company, and Blockbuster, the largest U.S. movie rental chain. The Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal reported the deal, and it's expected to be announced later this month. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.